We're live here at York Racecourse. We're going to have live action in a few moments' time of the 2015 Coles Sprint Trophy, described by Gareth Toppin. Then, just looking, Gareth, they're still having a few problems with Foxtrot Romeo. He's not really playing ball at the moment.
No, he's got the hood on for Stalls Entry, or the blindfold, if you like, and basically they'll spin him round once or twice. And
I think they've done it a few times since they've been down there, trust me. They tried to get him in first time and...
Yeah, he's just been led away for a moment, so we'll just keep you posted with him. Moonraker's about to go in. Bubbly Bellini is out of line as well. But the first five or six are now loaded up, and the loading up process is well underway. 4-1 now, this George Bowen, as runners continue to slot behind. Foxtrot Romeo is, just to confirm, still out of line, as is the favourite George Bowen. Piper's Note is another one out of line for Richard Whittaker's yard. And Keegan Latham, who's been riding over here in the UK this summer with a bit of success as well, he'll be on board. But we're down to the final five or six, Bobby, and this George Bowen continues to be quite well supported now. 4-1 the price in such a competitive race.
He certainly is, my friend. As you say, they are loading pretty quickly now, so it's time once again for me to be quiet as we rejoin our Radio Yorkshire commentator this afternoon. It's all yours, Gareth Topham.
So we're down to the final few. George Bowen heading in, looking to go one better than he did at Name It What You Like is still out of line. Piper's Note is to go forward as well, and crowd here anticipating a really exciting renewal of this prestigious trophy, which really does help to bring the curtain down on York's season. A fantastic season here on the Knaves Mire as well, one which delivered plenty of excitement, a few shocks along the way as well, but we're down to the final two or three. Piper's Note is the latest to have the hood fitted for Stalls Entry, and he's not really playing ball as such, but I think now the stalls handlers have managed to win the battle. Still a few stalls vacant here. Foxtrot Romeo is going to be led up once more. There is another one out of line. Poyle Vinnie is one of those still out of line, in fact. Basil Berry to go forward, and Blaine, who's got a brilliant record here at the Knaves Mire. Three course wins. Graham Lee is taking the ride on Blaine today. So we've got a small handful to go forward for today's feature race up here in Yorkshire. Poyle Vinnie, Blaine, Foxtrot Romeo, who's had plenty of chances, and I'm not too convinced about this Foxtrot Romeo actually partaking here, because this one has been given so many chances, and it looks, for the time being anyway, as if the stalls handlers have given up. Basil Berry is still to go in, with David Probert on board. Blaine is also heading in, and they've now slotted forward, and I think we're going without Foxtrot Romeo. Indeed we are. They're off and racing for the 2015 Coral Sprint Trophy, live here on Radio Yorkshire. And in the early stages, Name It What You Like broke out smartly down the near side and shows up in advance of Red Pike, who's also racing well to the fore. Up the centre of the track is Tatley Sue. Right over to the far side is Shared Equity, and then Bubbly Bellini, Piper's Note, Poyle Vinnie, Susie's Connoisseur. Working back then to Highland Acclaim, who races in company with Basil Berry. Etna is well down the pack at this stage, as is George Bowen, who's got plenty more in front than behind. Eccleston, Robot Boy, and then back in the field to the likes of Go Far, Moonraker and Blaine, as they gallop on down to the final two furlongs. And as they do so, action up the centre of the race course. Shared Equity just about holding sway here from boxing onto the near side. Name It What You Like. Poyle Vinnie trying to come with a run under a big weight. Tatley Sue is bang there as well. Then Piper's Note, Susie's Connoisseur, as they gallop on down to the final furlong. George Bowen with an awful lot to do, but he is beginning to weave his way in and out through horses, but taking them inside the final furlong, it is Shared Equity. The Bronze Cup winner from Up At Air, Go Far, is going to be one of his last challengers, with Name It What You Like down the stand side in third. But Shared Equity is out in front. He's always been prominent, and he's going to win a big prize. Shared Equity three lengths clear at the line to take out the Coral Sprint. From in second, Go Far, then Name It What You Like, Tatley Sue and Etna. Further back to George Bowen, who never really got closer than about sixth or seventh. Working back to Eccleston, also well down, Poyle Vinnie, who faded. And at the back end of the field, Robot Boy was one of the last across the line. It's gone the way of Shared Equity, who was very well backed in the preliminaries. You alluded to that fact, Bobby, and seventh at ASM 3 weeks ago in such a competitive sprint has gone six places better here at York today.
He certainly has, Gareth, and what could I say? We talk about the market being informative. Shared Equity was as big as 20-1 overnight. The money has come in. It's been back from 20s into 7-1. People thought he could win today. The punters have lumped on, and as you can see, there he rewards have been paid off. Sometimes you have to listen to the market. Sometimes the market can guide you. Not all the time, but sometimes the market can guide you, and it really has today. Shared Equity, trained by Jed O'Keefe, ridden by PJ McDonald, wins the 2015 Coral Sprint Trophy and returns at 7-1. The horse what finished second was horse number 13, and that was Go Far, trained by Alan Bailey and ridden by Jim Crowley. And the horse what finished third is number 18, if I've got that correctly.
Name it what you like.
Name it what you like for Brian Smart and Paul Mulrennan. As you can hear, the cheers there, because Foxtrot Romeo has just come back down the names mate here. He's not participated this afternoon's action, and he's just very happily trotted back to the stables. But Gareth, great performance from PJ McDonald. As you spoke about earlier on, in the Air Silver Cup behind it, Tatley Sue, today he was up there with the pace and he was all for the catching. He went clear, he picked up well, and it's a great, great performance. And I hope for the people listening now, for the people who have followed the market and listened to the market, as I say, well done to the people who backed him at 20-1, but even better for the people who's had a very small bet here and it's returned at 7-1. Great performance, Gareth.
Yeah, it was. He was always prominent, and race position has really been key here, because Shared Equity, as was the case at 3 weeks ago, was always up there in the vanguard. Go Far, who's finished at runner-up, he stayed on well, but he's had plenty of daylight. You look further back, the market leader, George Bowen, I think he's finished about fifth or sixth in the end, just out of the frame. Some bookmakers may be offering up fifth place actually on this, but I'm not sure whether he was fifth. He might just be a little bit further back, but he was always in rear, and to ask a horse to come through off a strong pace there and weave his way in and out through so many horses, he was always going to be on the back foot, George Bowen, and there were several of them at the back end of the field who never ever managed to land a blow, or if they did get a little bit close, they had their task made a lot more difficult. But out in front and on the sharp end throughout here, Shared Equity, and Name It What You Like, who's also finished in the places, was never too far away. They raced on opposite sides of the track, Shared Equity over to the far side, Name It What You Like nearer to the stands. But along with Go Far, they have dominated in a race where quite few, in all truth, got involved.
Yeah, there was quite a few disappointments in the race, Gareth. I think it's fair to say that. But at the same time, it's one of them where you look at the race, you know, horses can off days just like humans can. You know, it's a big sprint. Sometimes you can be left too far behind. You know, it's good to soft out there. Some of these horses out there have been performing well, but on good to firm ground, not necessarily with the cut, which is here this afternoon. Just getting the top four for you now. Talitsu has finished fourth at 16-1, and I could now give you the full results. So Shared Equity's won the race at 7-1. Go Far second at 20-1. Name It What You Like third at 20-1, and Talitsu fourth at 16-1. So again, double figure prices making up the top four. The second, the third, and the fourth, should I say. But Shared Equity was double figures last night, let's be honest. But the market support has come in for him, and Shared Equity has won the 2015 Coral Sprint Trophy. PJ McDonald as well also won the Grand Cup back in June, and that was on board at what's it called? The Peter Diven horse.
Oh, you're asking me. Oh, it's not Clever Cookie.
Clever Cookie, that's the one. Clever Cookie, yeah.
What a hero he is up here.
He's a great hero there. Clever Cookie won the Grand Cup for a second year running. Was in a dead heat last year.
This year he's won the
Grand Cup, and it was ridden by PJ McDonald. So PJ McDonald wins his second big race of the year here on the Names by. The race we brought you earlier on, though, let's just quickly touch upon that. This was a download of the Coal App Stakes. It went off at 2:15. A mile and a quarter was a distance, and you know, since we've started the live action, the commentary side of things here on Radio Yorkshire, we've brought some big shocks, especially with the Judd Monk when Arabian Queen beat Golden Horn in the Saint Leger. You know, Simple Verse won the race, then it was Bondi Beach, then it's been decided Simple Verse has won the race again. So we've brought all sorts of different dramas throughout the season, but I've got to say it's absolutely brilliant that we brought a fan favourite like Chancery. You know, that the people love him. the oldest horse in the field, and it's great to see him roll back the ears and take this race.
Yeah, I was at Ripon earlier on in the summer when this horse won in such impressive fashion, won on the bridle, and then actually came here to York about 6 days later and was quite well backed, and he managed to finish fourth. And then for some odd reason, he seemed to lose his form throughout the second half of the campaign, but no, he's really rolled back the ears and has bounced right back to form today, and he was a very stylish winner of that earlier race that we brought you. And of course, this latest race, the Coral Sprint Trophy, plenty of old favourites in it, weren't there? And these horses are a real credit to their connections. You know, you look at how many runs some of these have had. Look at the winner, Shared Equity, has had plenty of runs this season, but keeps on delivering at a high level. Had a little bit of third-itis, in fact, earlier on in the campaign. But Jed O'Keefe is a very, very shrewd operator. This horse drawn in stall number one, right over to the far side, punted off the boards, and has delivered in just fashion. And no, these horses are real connection, a real real privilege for their connections to own. They turn up week in, week out, have hard races week in, week out, but that's the way that sprinters go. And I mean, this sort of race, you could run it 15, 20 times over to get a different result each time, but today was the day where the money was down. It was the day where Shared Equity, Shared Nothing, came home a clear cut winner.
He certainly Shared Nothing today. He was the one to catch from quite a long way out, I think it's fair to say. It was four lengths behind Tatley Sue, that's finished fourth in the race today. This time he's finished well in front of Tatley Sue. A fantastic performance from Shared Equity, a Yorkshire win again as well here in the Coral Sprint Trophy. PJ McDonald, as I say, he won the Grand Cup with Clever Cookie back in June, and he's also won another big race as well with the Coral Sprint Trophy, steering Shared Equity to victory here this afternoon. A fantastic day here on the Knavesmire.